Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to the Roman Show on this special edition, a Tuesday episode, April 15th, as we welcome former WWE talent Carlito, Johnny Hawkins of the rock band Nothing More. They will be performing live in Fort Myers at Fort Rock April 26th. And lastly, tomorrow night, the Ultimate Fighter debuts on Fox Sports 1. We have one contestant, none other than Hector Urbina. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show and at Roman DH. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rromano201, and like our fan page, facebook.com/Roman Show Media. The Roman Show starts right now.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready. You're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster, go.
Retro,
go.
Vital,
go. Five.
Guidance,
go.
Surgeon,
go. Light,
come.
We're go. Light,
GNC,
we're go.
Tell me,
go.
Control,
go.
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 FAO,
we are go.
Network,
go.
Recovery,
go.
Capcom,
we're go. Fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Welcome everyone, April 15th, The Roman Show, back at you with a great episode. Carlito, Johnny Hawkins of Nothing More, and Hector Urbina, who trains at American Top Team and will be debuting tomorrow night on The Ultimate Fighter, right after the Ultimate Fighter Nation finale. We're going to be ready for the Saturday UFC on Fox show. We will be in Orlando. Make sure to let us know where you're at. We would like to hang out. I think the plan is that we're going to be more than likely at Colombian Burger. We'll put out some message there on our Twitter feed. But I'd like to hang out with you guys, share some time, share some moments, some stories. We can interact. It's always a lovely thing to do. Again, guys, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201. It is a special edition on Tuesday. You know, we used to be on Tuesdays. We used to have Tuesday and Wednesday, actually. But now we're just back to Wednesday, giving you both MMA, wrestling, entertainment, and anything else. We were at this weekend at the RFC event in Hollywood, Florida. Great event there. If you happen to have missed it or weren't able to go, head on over to my personal Facebook page, the Twitter account, and you can see the link there to the YouTube link where you can see it live right there and then. You can't miss it. And it's a great stuff out there. All right, we're going to first talk to Mixed Martial Arts this Saturday, of course, in Orlando. I issued the challenge. It seems like all is good, as tons of tickets were sold for the UFC on Fox, and I'm really, really happy that all of Florida is heading out there to support Mixed Martial Arts. A good show. And again, if you haven't been to a show, good thing you're going to this one, because it might change your mind as far as the sport if you had something else to say. Secondly, I know you've had some bad experiences with some local shows, and if this is your first time returning since you went to a local show and you were kind of disgusted with what you saw, then trust me, this will change your mind. And you're going to have a lot of fun. Plus, it's a great card. It really, truly is a great card. And there's nothing like watching it live with your own eyes. It really, really isn't. But if you aren't able to make it, CCW is going to have a great pro wrestling show with Brutus, the Barber Beefcake, and Carlito, who will be on the show later on today. I want to read you just a sneak preview of what's going to go down on UFC on Fox 2. Sorry, UFC 11. Verdun versus Brown, which obviously Travis Brown versus Fabrice Verdun, that's the main event. Liz Carmouche versus Misha Tate. Edson Barboza, Donald Cerrone, Yoel Romero versus Brad Tavares. That is right there, the main card. We have a great interview with Romero on our YouTube account, which you can check out for yourself. I see the man goes in very deep about his life. But, well, before we talk some more about mixed martial arts, we'd like to welcome in our first guest of the evening, and that, ladies and gentlemen, will be none other than Hector Urbina, who trains at American Top Team. The Mexican will make his debut tomorrow night on The Ultimate Fighter. You can check your local listings for information. This was pre-recorded, but the man spoke to us and he let us know exactly everything that you need to know to watch this show and what he plans to bring. We're going to talk about the Chael Sonnen and Wanderlei Silva scuffle that occurred. Vitor Belfort is not really happy about what happened, so we'll tackle that. Hector Urbina, what does he have to say and what will he bring to the table of The Ultimate Fighter this season?
Fort Myers.
Are you ready?
Southwest Florida's biggest rock festival returns for its second year to JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, Florida. Monster Energy's Fort Rock Festival, April 26th, featuring Rob Zombie, Korn, Five Finger Death Punch, Caesar, Theory of a Dead Man, Trivium, Blackstone Cherry, Sick Puppies, Pretty Reckless, Nothing More, King, 12 Foot Ninja, and Within Reason. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. For more info, head to FortRockFest.com. Monster Energy's Fort Rock Festival, April 26th at JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, fueled by Monster Energy Drink.
Attention baseball fans, the Miami Marlins are looking for a few good heroes, Jose Zeros. Join one of the most hardcore fan sections in baseball today with the all-new Jose Zeros season ticket package. You'll see all 81 home games from this exclusive section, plus you'll get 6 Jose Zeros t-shirts and a private meet and greet with Jose himself, all for just $4.99. That's about $6 per game. Get your Jose Zeros season ticket package today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
All right, folks, this month is the premiere of The Ultimate Fighter. You can catch it on Fox Sports 1, and it starts off on April 16th. Again, that's on Fox Sports 1. Check your local listings for time, and it starts off with a two-hour special. And one of these gentlemen that will be participating in the show is on the line right now, Hector Urbina, who trains out of American Top Team in Coconut Creek. Hector, welcome to The Roman Show. How are you, man?
Hey, thank you for having me, man. How you doing, man? I'm doing good. How are you?
Absolutely great, man. Can't complain. Well, Hector, you're going to be part of The Ultimate Fighter. BJ Penn, Frankie Edgar are the coaches. First and foremost, I got to ask, any preference?
No, I look up to them both as, you know, MMA heroes to me. So, like, you know, BJ Penn, Frankie Edgar, those are two, like, major names. I'm excited to, like, meet them both.
And now looking at the cast, it's stacked from top to bottom. So it's going to be taking place again. April 16th is the premiere. Looking at your career, started back in 2006, but one thing that just caught my attention is when you started in 2006, you had two amateur fights in June and July, and then you went pro, and you had you fought three times in September going 2-1, and then at the rest of the year you fought six times for the remainder of the year. So that means in 4 months you fought six times. That's something unheard of, man. Can you tell me about that experience?
Well, I mean, I was really, like, I was fresh out of high school, you know, so, like, I really didn't have much of anything, you know, going for me other than wrestling in high school. So, like, I just trained, you know, being from Mexico and stuff, you know, I didn't really get along with too many people, so, like, because I just didn't, I don't know why, but... So I just kind of, like, kept wrestling. I always, like, my wrestling coach always told me the best way to get good at, you know, at something is to just repeat it. So I took as many fights as I could. I figured that the more fights I got into, the more positions and things that I would, like, learn, you know, because I really wasn't training with anybody. I was just kind of, like, going with the flow. So that's probably why I fought that much.
Looking back, though, is there a pro or a con about doing that? Because I remember speaking to one guy, and he fought like every single month. But the risk of injury, obviously, is higher.
Out of there quick, I mean, you don't get any injuries. But, yeah, like, I mean, a couple fights, yeah, it took, like, some good punches, good, like, hits. And, I mean, it sucked. And other times I would come out really, really quick, you know. Like, I would either just take the guy down, either choke him out, or just punch him out real quick. And, you know, that was a match. So I was like, all right, I'm healthy and ready to go on, you know, like. But other times, yeah, I remember taking like 2 months off because I just, my body hurt like pretty bad. But, you know, it's all learning experience. I think it helped me a lot, you know, evolving into the game. Could have gone a different approach, but at the time I just didn't have any gyms near me. I didn't have anybody near me. So I was just like, you know, I just kind of thought of myself as like, just do as much as you can and, you know, figure it out.
So take us back. You said that you were wrestling and then you got into pro, into mixed martial arts, but explain to us a little bit about how you got started in this thing and what were some of the reactions from your family members when you got into the sport?
Well, I mean, I was still in high school. I knew I was about to graduate. I didn't have much of an option because, like, I really wanted to wrestle, but all the colleges that had, like, got a hold of me were like, hey, man, you know, we can do this, this, and this for you. And I was like, cool. But at the time, I was still kind of, like, not illegal. I just wasn't legalized. I didn't have a social security number or anything like that because my petition, the way my immigration status was like at the time, I couldn't do that. I couldn't cash in any scholarships or anything, so I couldn't pay for college myself. So I was like, dang, what am I going to do? So, like, my dad randomly was like, hey, you're going to fight next week. And then I was like, all right. I had never been in a street fight, never, like, even thought about fighting anybody, you know. And then so I took this fight, and I won that in, like, 40 seconds. So I was like, dude, this is really, really cool. And it opens up new doors, you know, because, I mean, I know how to wrestle. And I guess, you know, like, that's a good base for MMA. So I was like, I'm going to try this out. You know, and like you said, after a couple of amateur fights, I turned pro because, I mean, at the time I just needed the money or had to help somebody out, like my mom or something. So, like, I was like, all right, let's just turn pro and, you know, make this into a job. And since then, you know, it's been my only job, just training and fighting, you know.
And what brought you to Florida, to America's Top Team? And tell me about the experience that you've had and how long have you been in America's Top Team for now?
Well, I've been trying to make the move to Florida for years now. You know, I heard that it was such a good gym. I mean, obviously, you know, like, all the guys train out here, so I was, like, really excited. But, you know, like, I didn't even have the funds or something was going on, you know, at the time, and it kept me back from getting here. Finally, Chaz, my manager, he was like, look, dude, I'm going to set it up so you can get down there. And he helped me out a lot, you know, and I moved down here about getting to 2 years now. And, you know, with the exception of going back to Indiana a couple of times, about a year and a half, 2 years. And I got down here and it just changed everything for me, like everything about my game. Like, you know, I got in the best shape of my life. I mean, I got back down to 170 and, like, you know, best conditioning, you know, overall, all the coaches here just, like, look out for you in every aspect. And I love that, you know. And on top of that, you have, you know, top 10 type guys to train with every day. So, like, it's like a whole new world, you know. I thought I trained hard, and then I got down here and realized I didn't ever train hard at all, you know. So it was a big eye-opener.
And how's the support from some of the guys at American Top Team, some of them that have been in The Ultimate Fighter?
Well, like, I'll tell you this, like, when I first got here, yeah, it was just like any gym, everybody kind of tested me a little bit, you know, like, pushed me hard, but it's a big family now, you know what I mean? Like, everybody helps me get ready for my fights, I help them get ready for their fights, you know, and, like, Lombard's a great help to me, because, I mean, if you get hit by him, I mean, like, not much else is hurting you. And, you know, but, like, all the older guys, you know, like, Tiago and Bigfoot and all them, they're just, like, you know, big inspirations, man. They train hard, so, I mean, you got to keep up with them, you know. It just makes more champions.
And tell me about the Hispanic roots and being part of this show and letting them know about your culture and educating some of the folks that, you know, might not be aware of it.
Of what, Mexico? Well, I mean, Mexico is great, you know, but it's not that pretty anymore, you know what I mean? There's a lot of, like, violence going on and stuff. I mean, so, like, I feel like, yeah, people should know about that. I mean, like, you shouldn't sugarcoat things. I mean, it's real-life events that happen. So, like, I mean, like, yeah, and like, I love my country, and I fight for it and everything, and, like, I want to go back to and fight there. I think it'll help a lot of people, you know, like, understand what type of person I am, I guess, because of, like, how I grew up. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
And what part of Mexico where are you from?
I'm from Monterrey, Nuevo León. Right there, northern part of Mexico. All my family's down there. You know, they support me a lot, like, with MMA, because fighting is really big down there. And they love it. I mean, like, it's new. It's really new, you know, in Mexico. But at the same time, it's, like, exploding. You know, it's huge. But, yeah, all my family's down there. Monterrey, was born and raised.
Gotcha, Hector. Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us here on the program. And if it's one thing that people can expect from you on this show when it airs for the first time on April 16 on Fox Sports 1, what can they expect from you?
Oh, I'm coming to fight, man. I'm coming to fight. This is a big opportunity for me and my country, so, like, I'm coming to fight hard.
Wonderful, Hector. Well, thank you so very much, Brandon. Good luck, and represent the Latinos. And congratulations.
Gracias.
Thank you. Gracias, man.
Gracias.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Do you like wrestling? Have you seen independent wrestling? How about Dragon Gate USA, Evolve, Shine, and Full Impact Pro? Find out what you're missing and watch video on demand and live internet pay-per-view in HD on WWNLive.com. It's time to upgrade to a premier wrestling experience with the World Wrestling Network. WWNLive.com.
This is Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. We're getting funky like a monkey right here with The Roman Show. Keep watching.
This is Carlito, and keep watching The Roman Show. Because that might...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we return back live here on The Roman Show. Thanks for tuning in. A reminder to please subscribe to our YouTube account, youtube.com/rroman0201. Over a million views, already and counting. Thanks to all you guys for tuning in and watching all of our videos. If you'd like to advertise on our program, make sure you email info@theromanshow.com. That's info@theromanshow.com. We have great prices for your products and for your business. The Roman Show has been on the air now for 3 years, has appeared on several media sources such as TMZ, BuzzFeed, the Miami Herald, Miami New Times, and so much more. Advertise with The Roman Show and get the word out. If you haven't been on, you haven't been heard. All right, moving forward, guys. As we stated, we're going to be in Orlando this weekend covering the UFC on Fox 11. Make sure you subscribe again to our YouTube channel so to see those exclusive interviews. And visit our webpage, RodolfoRoman.com or TheRomanShow.com, where you have an opportunity to see exclusive pictures right there on our site. That's TheRomanShow.com. Plus, you'll be able to see and read articles and pictures and videos that we have here in the past. So head on over right now, TheRomanShow.com. TheRomanShow.com. It's where it's at. All right, we are not sure if you guys have seen The Ultimate Fighter in Brazil. There was a scuffle that opened up between Wanderlei Silva and Chael Sonnen. And it was Chael Sonnen was bleeding in the forehead. Nonetheless, Vitor Belfort, who is taking some time off because of the whole TRT thing, the testosterone replacement therapy, is trying to adjust his life now, competing without the TRT. He went on Facebook and said that he condemned the brawl between Silva and Sun. He took to Facebook and he said, firstly, MMA is not fighting. It's not fighting people not prepared inside the octagon. That's what I do. Secondly, there is no more room for a sport like MMA to accept this behavior. He goes on, third and most importantly, MMA cannot ever influence behaviors where the discussion ends in aggression, as if this was the appropriate model of behavior. Millions of young people suffer violence inside and outside school, and the TV cannot be propelling this behavior, and athletes must not represent any violent attitude by lack of control, whatever the provocation. MMA fighters should As a matter of urgency, be aware that the behavior inside the outside of the octagons can influence feelings of people for better or for worse, and I chose influence for good because MMA also picked this way. Anything outside of that is no longer MMA and definitely doesn't represent me. That is what Vitor Belfort said in regards to the scuffle of Sonnen and Silva. If you haven't seen it, hopefully you do. Head on over to the UFC Fight Pass. You'll be able to see that episode and see that scuffle. I really don't think these guys like each other. And I can't wait till they fight in an upcoming pay-per-view. Well, Michael Bisping, Tim Kennedy go at it tomorrow night. Main card starts at 7 p.m. on Fox Sports 1, part of the Ultimate Fighter Nationals finale, taking place in Quebec City, Quebec, Canada. Patrick Cote versus Kyle Noak and several other fighters, including Dustin Poirier. He'll be in action as well. So make sure you tune in to that fight card tomorrow night as you get some MMA. A lot of MMA this week. Tomorrow, and you got Friday with the UFC fight card. So no excuse for you to complain. And then April 26th, you get John Jones defending his title against Glover Teixeira, which we caught up with Glover Teixeira. You can see that interview on theromanshow.com. So you check that out. All right, guys. This Saturday as well, Carlito will be in action. He'll be wrestling Pablo Marquez, an ECW veteran. Get a chance to speak to him real briefly about his upcoming match. Mind you, it's not the first time they meet, but he said that the second time will be as good or even better than the first time that they met. So what did Carlito have to say in regards to wrestling Pablo Marquez?
This is Booker T, five-time WCW champion. Make sure you guys keep listening to The Roman Show, and I know you can dig that, sucker!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday, April 19th, you make sure you want to be in Coral Springs. CCW Spring Breakout will feature 8 matches. Great superstars, including Brutus the Barber Beefcake, who was on the show last week, will be on the show. And also our good friend Carlito will be in action against another good friend of ours, Pablo Marquez. And on the line right now we have Carlito. How you doing, Carlito?
Good, man. How you doing?
Pretty good, man. Well, tell us first about facing Pablo Marquez. This is a guy who's very well known down here in South Florida and also was part of ECW. How did this match come along?
Well, I've been following him a long time, so, you know, I know we got to meet so long for a long time ago, but he's always a competitor, and but I believe I always had his number, so I think Saturday should have no problem with him.
So this is the first time you're actually going to wrestle him, or have you wrestled him before?
No, I think I've wrestled maybe once a long time ago, yeah.
No, so, what can we expect in this match compared to that last one and wherever it took place? And can you let us know exactly where it took place? Kind of remember, remind us?
I cannot remember. Maybe in Puerto Rico. I have no idea. Maybe even in Florida. I'm not even sure. What I can tell you about this time is, you know, that we know each other a little more. And, you know, I had a lot more experience than the last time, you know what I mean? So, I could say, you definitely say I'm a little better than the last time I would have faced.
Now, Carlito, Pablo has had several big names that have gone out there and wrestled at his training camp. You know, Bert De Rio is one of them that just comes to mind. Have you yourself been out there and trained with some of the guys, including Pablo?
I haven't had the pleasure of going there.
Not yet, okay. So now, we all know exactly what took place just a few days ago. I want to switch gears real quickly here to the Hall of Fame. That experience, take us back, man, inducting your father along with your brother and family member. How was the experience like?
Well, man, it was good to go back and see old friends, and definitely I was honored that, you know, they wanted me and my brother and my cousin to induct my father into the Hall of Fame. And, of course, you know, I'm very proud of my for all his hard work. They deserved it.
How was the homecoming for your dad in Puerto Rico once he got that ring on his hand, his fingers?
I'm sure it was big. I think they were doing like a little parade and everything. I'm not sure. I wasn't there, but I heard about it. I heard that they're planning something big. You know, it was a big thing in Puerto Rico. Everybody was very excited about it.
Now, one thing I got to point out of you, Carlito, and I think it's a Latino thing, man. I saw you took notice there of one of the divas, man. What's up with that?
Well, you know, it's what I do. I'm very big fan of it.
It's this thing that we have a habit of Latinos. We just got to check out, you know, for some reason a girl's behind. It's just something about it.
Yeah, we're big fans of that.
One more question before we let you go. We saw a picture there of you and Jeff Jarrett and Karen Jarrett. Any chance we might see you in that federation, the Global Federation Wrestling, or still in the works, or can you let us in?
I have no idea. I have not spoken to there was a picture we took at, I think, at WrestleCon. Like I said, I'm open to whatever. If there's a guy out there, you know, that I'm definitely going to take it. You know, whatever I got.
And then going back to WWE, saw some old faces, took you back?
Yeah, it was
awesome, Cordito. Well, thanks so much, man, and taking some time and speaking to us. So you got April 19th, and you also be here on May 15th for the CWF show. So fans in South Florida, you're going to get to see a lot of Cordito, and you were just here last month at the fair. So we got plenty of Cordito throughout this year, man.
Yes, definitely, yeah. I'm loving May 10th.
Awesome, Cardito. Well, thanks so much, man. Look forward to seeing you in action, CCW, April 19th, sorry. And then also on in May. Thanks, Cardito.
Do you like wrestling? Have you seen independent wrestling? How about Dragon Gate USA, Evolve, Shine, and Full Impact Pro? Find out what you're missing and watch video on demand and live internet pay-per-view in HD on WWNLive.com. It's time to upgrade to a premier wrestling experience with the World Wrestling Network. WWNLive.com.
Attention baseball fans, the Miami Marlins are looking for a few good heroes. Jose Zeroes. Join one of the most hardcore fan sections in baseball today with the all-new Jose Zeroes season ticket package. You'll see all 81 home games from this exclusive section. Plus, you'll get 6 Jose Zeroes t-shirts and a private meet and greet with Jose himself. All for just $4.99. That's about $6 per game. Get your Jose Zeroes season ticket package today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Here we are, the Roman Show returning. By the way, Monday Night Raw, there was a big tribute to the Ultimate Warrior who unfortunately lost his life last week due to a mass heart attack. We had Ken Shamrock here, UFC veteran, UFC Hall of Famer, and former WWE wrestler, who told us a story about the veteran who is now resting in peace. So check that out, that past episode, which is good stuff. So they had tribute. Great show. And throughout the week, the WWE Network is going to have a tribute. Best matches of Ultimate Warrior starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're a big Warrior fan, make sure to tune into the WWE Network and check that out. Also, we have a great show next week. Arzeno, Alan Arzeno, he was part of the Combate Americas reality show. He'll be on board on the Roman Show, and also Cody Ballinger, who will be fighting soon at the World Series of Fighting. Those two gentlemen will be on board. And we are getting stoked for the CWF event that's going to be taking place May 15th. May 15th at FIU, the campus. But it's actually going to be at the U.S. Century Bank. Nice arena out there. Make sure you get ticket information. All you got to do is look up Facebook CWF Maximum Force on the fan page, and they'll show up. Again, guys, if you'd like to advertise on The Roman Show, email info@theromanshow.com. That's info@theromanshow.com. We got great affordable prices for your business. We'll get a good spot on the show and as well on the website and our YouTube channel. Again, over 1 million views, tons of traffic on the website. a lot of downloads and hits on the podcast. You can't go wrong with the Roman Show. And starting next week, we will be in Fort Myers next Saturday, actually. A week from this Saturday. Covering the Fort Rockin' concert. It's going to be absolutely great. We're looking forward to that one. Back to wrestling news, though. They still got the WWE Network for free. You can get 1 week for free. So tune in. Have an opportunity if you haven't seen it. And you could actually catch last WrestleMania, WrestleMania 30. If you missed it, you can catch that. All right, folks. Make sure to tweet us at The Roman Show, at The Roman Show. We love to interact with you guys. We love to talk to you guys. The more you talk to us, well, the better it is for us because we get to get new information from you guys and new ideas. If you don't have any ideas, tweet to us your ideas. Now, coming up, we got none other than Johnny Hawkins, who will be performing at Fort Rock Monster Energy April 26th. So, stay tuned here on The Roman Show.
Fort Myers.
Are you ready?
Southwest Florida's biggest rock festival returns for its second year to JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, Florida. Monster Energy's Fort Rock Festival, April 26th, featuring Rob Zombie, Korn, Five Finger Death Punch, Caesar, Theory of a Dead Man, Trivium, Blackstone Cherry, Sick Puppies, Pretty Reckless, Nothing More, King, 12-Foot Ninja, and Within Reason. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. For more info, head to FortRockFest.com. Monster Energy's Fort Rock Festival. April 26th at JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, fueled by Monster Energy Drink.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, April 26th, mark it on your calendars. Monster Energy's Fort Rock will take place in Fort Myers. Get your tickets right now. They are on sale. And it's going to be a stacked lineup of great bands, a lot of action. FortRockFestival.com is the website. And right now we are lucky enough to have Johnny Hawkins of Nothing More, who will be on the main stage starting off at around 1 p.m. Johnny, thanks so much for joining us here on The Roman Show, man.
Hey, man. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, Johnny. Well, let's talk about Fort Rock. You're going to be opening up the main stage. What can people anticipate, man? We've heard the music so far. Absolutely amazing.
Oh, awesome, man. Thank you. Really, I guess they can expect us to give 110% and basically throw everything we have out on the stage. We usually put a lot of energy into our live shows. We try to do things a little different. We have if you're listening, you've seen our live show, then you know what I'm talking about. But if you haven't, we try to do, I guess, kind of some obscure things with our instruments, for example. Our bass player learned how to weld and started building all these things out of metal. And one of the things that he built was a drum stand and a bass stand. And this drum stand has these drums up front that I play in, that we use a lot of times to go into a bunch of giant drum ensembles where every band member's on the drum. And then it transforms into a different stand that connects to it where we put a bass guitar on it. And my bass player Daniel and my guitar player Mark end up playing it almost like a piano where they're fretting the strings. And it makes all these different sounds that is probably never heard come out of a bass. And then we the thing ends up flipping around 360 degrees and locking upside down, and then I jump up and all three of us are on the bass and I'm playing it with drumsticks. And it's this, I don't know, we do little showpieces like that that work into our set. So hopefully if you come see it, it'll be something a little different than the average rock show for you.
Very innovative, man. So is this the first time you're performing in Florida? Have you been here already? And if you have been here already, what's the atmosphere here for you guys?
We have been to Florida, but not a whole lot yet. We've swung through, I want to say, two, maybe three times now, and each time it was a little bit better each time. And the last time we were there was at what was it? Welcome to Rocks. It was the last time we were in Florida, and it was great, man. So we're really looking forward to getting back, because all the people there were great every time we were there and seemed to be very responsive and supportive. So looking forward to playing again for sure.
And we're glad you're coming down here, man, because we need some metal with some rock action in Florida. Now, you got a new album coming up around the summertime. What can people expect? I know one of the singles out is out right now as we speak. It's been playing actually on SiriusXM. I've had a couple of an opportunity to listen to it, and it's just great and very innovative. Like you said, you could definitely tell the different sounds that you guys use. So what can we expect from this upcoming album, and will we be hearing some of the songs during your performance on April 26th?
Yeah, totally. the record's coming out on June 24th, and it's basically, the record's a culmination of the last almost 3 years of our lives together, the band and as individuals. A lot of really heartbreaking and intense things happened over that time period. I lost my mom to cancer, and my sister to drug addiction at that time, and some mental issues mixed in with all that. And we all went through heartbreak in some very serious relationships. The band was at a very rough make or break point, and there was a few other things that went down, but all in all, it was just an incredibly rough time in our lives. And that record was kind of our healing process, and we pulled all of our energy into each and every song on that record. So I think what to expect from it is really just a lot of honesty and us just pouring out every ounce of emotion and heart and energy into that thing. And we're very proud of it, man. I think whoever gets it I think it'll be one of those records that is a long-lasting record where you listen to it once or twice and you're good. It's one of those that we put a lot of layers into and a lot of time, so it should be one of those records that sticks with you for at least that's what I hope that it's for everyone.
Johnny, you go through all these difficulties on a personal level within the band. How do you manage to put your heads together and come up with great music like that? You know, sometimes you have to be creative, but when you're going through all these personal issues, that right there in itself, it's a major challenge.
To get us together on the same page is like trying to herd cats. And it's very difficult sometimes to get everybody going to start. And
Donnie, I'm losing you there. Hello?
Oh, you're losing me?
Yeah, there you go. Much better now.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
Okay. I don't know where it cut out, but I met Mark and Daniel, the bass player, seventh grade, playing music together, and have been dedicated to doing this for a very long time. And when we first started touring, which was the first year I got out of high school, we made a commitment to each other that we'd never give up until we got where we wanted to be, which was, we set our aims very high and our goals to be, a world, class act. And so that's our goal, man. And so each year we actually sculpt arms with a knife heated up onto a stove. And so a cheap contract, if you will, with each other. So we started from a place of being unified and making sure that we keep each other accountable and keep our vision, our eyes on the ball, and on. So for a rough moment at the end of the day, you still have to each get together and use that energy not to divide us or break us apart, but to make something.
Yeah. Hello, Johnny.
Yeah, am I cutting
in? Yeah, you're breaking up there a little bit.
Okay, I'm sorry, man.
Don't worry.
I don't know what's going on.
No worries. I want to talk to you about the single, This Is The Time. Where did the inspiration come from? And was this a song dedicated for you guys saying, you know, this is the time, that this is our chance to show the world that we are capable of as a group, as a band?
That's a good question, because it kind of in a roundabout way ends up kind of meaning all those things to us. But that one, the reason we called it that, was that's one of the main lines in the chorus that we feel really represents the song. And that song, like a lot of the songs on the record, are about very specific stories. Like Jenny, for instance, is about, you know, my sister, God Went North, is about the my mom's battle with cancer. Right. Other songs were about, you know, individuals in the band dealing with things. And this one was probably the most all-encompassing song, in the sense that it kind of summed up our feelings and experience through all of these stories and all these individual struggles and trials. And I think because it's really about letting go and finding strength by learning how to float in the water rather than trying to fight the current and sinking. And so that's kind of the concept of that one. There's a quote that inspired the song when we were writing the lyrics that says, yield to overcome. And that quote is actually something that I learned a lot through jiu-jitsu. I do that outside of the band in my off time sometimes. And a lot of the mentality behind that martial art is learning how to use the opponent's force against themselves. And I think with life, a lot of times there's certain situations where you don't have the power to overcome it in that moment as a small human being. And the best way to get through it is really to learn how to float through it and let the current just take you. And it's kind of a counterintuitive way to live, I think, for most of us. And that's why we wrote that song.
Now, you mentioned jiu-jitsu. We're big mixed martial arts fans here. So any favorite UFC fighters that you have, any guy or girl that you like to always tune in to watch on pay-per-view live?
There's a lot of great fighters. I would say my personal favorite it's hard to say. I mean, I have a lot of mixed feelings about Anderson Silva, as I'm sure a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. But he's one of those guys that you have to, like, you got to respect, even if you love him or hate him. There's, like, this level of acknowledgement that he's probably one of the greatest fighters in the last century or whatever. Or at least in the sport as it is now, he's got to be one of the greatest. So I always tune in to watch him fight. I also like George St. Pierre. I think he's a class act. But I don't know, man. John Jones, he's a killer. he's exciting to watch. But there's a lot of great fighters. Those are just really the popular ones that are coming to mind. But I don't know, man. I haven't had the luxury of being able to watch too often lately because I've been so encompassed with touring. But really looking forward to some off time so I can go out to my local
awesome
fights.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, you never know when they opening up for be the theme song for one of the fighters and perform as the fighters walk into the octagon.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty neat.
That would be awesome, man. One day, hopefully.
Absolutely, David. A lot of fun here to talk to you, and looking forward to seeing you and your band perform live at Fort Rock. That's April 26th. Tickets are already on sale. You can visit FortRockFestival.com. And looking forward for the release of the album on June 24th, correct?
Yes, sir.
It's going to be awesome, man.
That's it.
It's your next coming up. Mm-hmm. And looking forward for all the great performance that you're going to do. And a great the music. And the music is your music is already available as well as on iTunes, including the single, This Is Time. So check that out, guys. Thanks so much, Johnny, for joining us on The Roman Show.
Thank you for having me, man. It was a pleasure.
Fort Myers.
Are you ready?
Southwest Florida's biggest rock festival returns for its second year to JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, Florida. Monster Energy's Fort Rock Festival, April 26th, featuring Rob Zombie, Korn, Five Finger Death Punch, Caesar, Theory of a Dead Man, Trivium, Blackstone Cherry, Sick Puppy, Pretty Reckless, Nothing More, King, 12 Foot Ninja, and Within Reason. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. For more info, head to FortRockFest.com. Monster Energy's Fort Rock Festival, April 26th at JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, fueled by Monster Energy Drink.
Check it out. Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Hey, this is Dana White, the president of the UFC. Keep watching the Roman Show.
All right, folks. Well, thanks for tuning in, and make sure, again, you subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201, as we'll be in full force this Saturday and Friday, actually, in Orlando, covering the UFC on Fox 11. And then next week, we'll be at Fort Rock in Fort Myers, covering that great festival. And follow us on Twitter, at The Roman Show, and like our fan page, facebook.com/Roman Show Media. With that said, we'll catch you next week right here on The Roman Show.
What's up? This your boy, Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolph Roman. This your boy, Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.